Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, July 24, 2022. We are broadcasting live from the wonderful and hot city of Atlanta. Today we are planning to spotlight our youth. And at the moment we are having some technical difficulties. So if you are on our switchboard, we're unable to see you at the moment. And give us just a moment and let us see if we can find out what's going on. We'll be right back. Okay, guys, we're still trying to determine what is going on. We're unable to, switchboard is not up at all. And so in case you are on, I want you to go ahead and hang up and try to call back in, and we're going to see if we can identify any calls on the switchboard. Right now, we're not seeing any, and we know that that is not the case. So if you are on the switchboard, please hang up and give us a call back, and we will see what's going on. We are so excited about celebrating our youth. That's why we're doing our show today. There's so much going on in the world where the youth are sometimes given a bad rap. And as far as the media, you seem to hear a little more in the media regarding negativity that has to do with our youth. But we are determined to change that. And so we're going to see what is going on here. Again, please stand by. Please stand by. Okay, everyone, if you can hear me, we are going to take our switchboard down, and we're going to try to bring it right back up. So please stand by. Thank you. Okay, guys, if you can hear me, thank you so much for your patience. We needed to do a total reset on our switchboard. And again, thank you all so much for your patience. And you know what? We're getting ready for our celebration here.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
and have a good time.
Once again, good evening, happy Sunday, welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show today again is Sunday, July 24th, 2022, and in lieu of us having some technical difficulties, listen, we are going to have a wonderful celebration. I tell you, Satan is busy, but he will not have the final say because we are certainly going to celebrate all of our wonderful youth this evening. We're going to highlight just a variety of different youth. But first, for the benefit of those, if you may be joining us for the very first time, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, who we have to thank for this is Charles I and II of England, because they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos out to Charles I and II. Again, and listen, you can certainly join the conversation as well, 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. Again, we are going to shine the spotlight on some wonderful youth who, you know, they're really doing some wonderful, wonderful things in life, and we just don't hear them celebrated enough, okay? So that's what we are certainly going to do this evening. I want to bring on first my co-host, and he is certainly no stranger to our show. In fact, he has actually co-hosted and been a guest on the show many, many times. His name is Josh Chapman. He's from Indianapolis. And he's an entrepreneur, speaker, producer, and I believe we have a new title for him. We're going to talk to him about that, too, maybe junior pilot, if you will, and talk about what he had an opportunity to do on just this summer. So it's just really, really exciting. He's been involved in multiple media projects. He's proud of his media instructor's referral of him to the Indiana National Guard to produce a digital media recruitment commercial, and that commercial airs on the Pike High School media outlet. He understands the value of service and helping others in need as well, okay? He also runs Chapman Works. It's a small landscape company, and he's currently fielding clients to produce digital videos to promote and accelerate business startups. And Joshua, we're just going to go right to you. And hey, Joshua, happy Sunday. How are you doing?
Hey, Miss Donna, happy Sunday to you all. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. Listen, are you as excited about this show this evening as I am?
I would say so. I'm equally excited, not even more excited, because this show is all about tonight recognizing youth, and for you to share their extraordinary experiences and accomplishments. And so me as a youth, I really get excited. I really get astonished for this, because for me, I love sharing, you know, some of my accomplishments, but I love hearing from people my age that are also making accomplishments as well, so that we can, you know, put our hands together for them and definitely encourage them on and encourage them not to give up too. Because, you know, they've made these accomplishments.
Absolutely. You still there, Joshua?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Absolutely. And we're going to hear from quite a few youth this evening. We certainly are, and that's going to be very, very exciting. But what I want too. I'm really excited about what you had an opportunity to do as well. So can you just tell us a little bit what you had an opportunity to do this summer? I'd love to, have you share that with the listeners.
So sure. So last time I was on the show, it was around May or so, and I spoke about I potentially might have a scholarship to go and complete my private pilot's license over the summer. And thankfully, by God's grace, I was awarded that scholarship through the Lyft Academy through Indianapolis, Indiana. It's an academy that is on the base of the airport, and I was able to receive free flight training in addition to free ground school training, which is basically the textbook knowledge of becoming a private pilot. I was able to receive all of that for free. And so this past summer, I've been flying. I've been taking exams. I've been doing textbook work and also doing work that, the entry-level work that's required to go into aviation. And this past Tuesday, I was able to solo fly the airplane for the first time all by myself. And so very major accomplishments. I'm very happy. But, of course, all glory to God for allowing me to do this and for allowing me to be blessed with this opportunity.
Absolutely. And listeners, I'm sure you're thinking, did he say solo flight? So I'm sure they want to know how old you are.
Yeah, 17 years old, and I'll be an incumbent senior this year at Pike High School.
Absolutely. And what an absolute blessing for that opportunity. And certainly, congratulations to you. It's such a wonderful, wonderful accomplishment. And guys, as I said, we're going to be talking to quite a few youth this evening as well. And what I'm going to start doing, I'm going to start bringing some of those other wonderful youth on as well. And you will hear me identify you by the last four digits in your phone number, and you will know that I am speaking with you. So we're going to go to extension 8997, or the last four digits of your phone number is 8997. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Hello, can you hear me? I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing great.
And this sounds like Miss Hannah, right?
Yes, this is Hannah.
Hannah Michelle, and shall I say author Hannah Michelle. So you, so happy Sunday to you, first of all.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, and I know, just kind of share a little bit about yourself, Hannah, if you would, and so people can kind of get a little insight on who you are and what your dream was and the dream that you just accomplished as well.
Well, my name is Hannah Michelle, and I'm 17 years old. I graduated from Brookwood High School. And my dream was to become a published author before the time I graduated, and I successfully did so. I wrote a poetry book called Beautifully Imperfect, and it details many different poems about heartbreak and racism and grief and just the overall feeling of feeling like you don't belong. And I wrote many poems in it. I'd say it took me about 4 years to complete and about a couple months to get fully published. I worked with my classmate Sabrina, and she helped me illustrate and edit my book as well. A lot of people didn't know about the fact that I wanted to write a book. I kind of kept it to myself in order to surprise my family. So I will say that a lot of my family members and close friends were very surprised with the fact that I published my book. I will say it was very challenging, especially during my senior year, trying to balance work and schoolwork as well as writing my book. So it was a lot of pressure, and there was a lot of very long nights, but I'm glad to say that I got it done.
It is an amazing book, and like you said, it talks about encouragement, heartbreak, and I mean, it's something, there's poems in there that every age range can, will actually be able to relate to. They will certainly resonate, and it is called Beautifully Imperfect. And so, yeah, so with, you know, you had to have had a lot of focus as you were, since you were wanting to be able to accomplish this by the time you graduated. So that simply means that you were certainly, you were still in school, and you were writing, and you were doing, you know, various tasks and projects, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, yeah, so kudos to you. And knowing that, of course, it took a lot of focus, right?
Yeah, it really did, because it was hard, especially closing in on senior year, making sure I had time to study and time to finish homework and everything, but at the same time wanting to finish my book before, to make sure it was completely out and like hardcover before I graduated. So there were a lot of long nights, but it was worth it in the end.
Wow. Well, kudos to you, and I know you'll also you're getting ready now for college, right?
Yeah, I'm going to Lincoln University. It's in Missouri. So yeah. I have that coming up as well.
And I believe I heard you say that you also earned a full scholarship, correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
wow,
so congratulations. Yeah, congratulations with that as well. So, and guys, if you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are celebrating our youth, and as you've heard so far, these are dynamic young people who have, you know, are really aspiring to do great things and are doing great things as well. And so, wow. So congratulations, Hannah, on all your accomplishments. Very good. You're so welcome. And so this is only just a couple so far that you've heard. So what do you think about that, Josh? A published author.
First off, yeah, that is amazing to be a published author before you graduate high school. You don't hear too many people doing that.
Not at all. Absolutely not at all. Wow, that is absolutely amazing. And so I'm going to go ahead and go to you will hear me say the last four digits of your phone number, and you will know that I am speaking to you, okay? Extension 4028, 4028, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, great. Well, tell us who you are and a little bit about yourself. Of course, we're celebrating our youth, so if you would do that, that'd be great.
My name is Jania. My business name is Cuban Meats, and I am a lash technician. I'm 18 years old. I teach students, other girls, how to do individual lash extensions. I have over 300 students. I sell customized strips and also lash shampoo for the lashes. I work out of my salon suite, and it's basically my full-time job. I've made a living off of it, and I really love it.
Wow, so very good, an entrepreneur here. So tell everybody a little bit about, you know, how did you select this? I mean, this is wonderful, you know, cosmetology area and fashion beauty industry. So how did you, you know, decide that this is what you wanted to do? What was that moment that you said, oh, wow, you know, I want to do this, and I know that I can make a living at this as an entrepreneur?
Well, at the moment, what made me decide to start doing it and make it a living, I did not want to, you know, work the regular 9-to-5 job, and I wanted an alternative, and I've always, you know, been interested into cosmetology, but you know, I just didn't want to settle for, you know, the average teen job that, you know, everybody works with. You know, I just had to find the alternative. And it really was a hobby. I just always loved lashes. And I just, you know, created it into a business. And now I take clients every single day, you know. I was working out of a suite in salon, and yeah, I love it.
Okay. Wonderful. So this, of course, it sounds like something that you have to, you know, really focus on in order to do well, right?
Yes. You know, when I first began, I took a lash class to learn how to perform the services. And every single day I would practice on my mannequin every night. And as time went by, I got better. And when I felt comfortable, I started, you know, doing it on the human. And I would just take models, my friends, close family, and just other girls around, you know, my school. And my clientele started to increase. I was interested in, you know, marketing my business and promoting it. So I took a business webinar. It was a marketing class, and that really helped me out a lot to, you know, market and gain my clientele, you know, just be consistent with my business.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And congratulations to you on your accomplishment. And you said that you were 18 years of age, is that correct?
Well, yes. I'm 18 wow. now, but I started when I was 16 years old.
Wow. Absolutely yes. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, wow. Thank you so much, you know,
You're
for
welcome.
Joining us. And thank you so much for sharing, okay? Appreciate
okay, you're
that.
Welcome.
So, Josh, we have another
yes.
entrepreneur here. And
I was going to say, as I was listening, I was inspired by her story. Started at 16, here she is 18, and I believe she had over 200 students that she's teaching now.
I believe so, yeah. Is that amazing or what?
Yes,
wow.
That is definitely. Especially in high school, too, because you have so many things to kind of juggle. I mean, there's, you know, some people that want you to do sports. There's some people that want you to go and, you know, do other extracurriculars. But I'm a fan of the choice that she chose, mainly because I'm an entrepreneur myself, but more so because she stuck with it. Most people want to do it for a couple of weeks and say, this isn't for me, I'm done. But it seems like she really put in the work, she really put in the time, and she was really consistent. And now, you know, this is where she's at. And I have no doubts that within maybe 10 or 15 years, who knows, she could blow up and be national. She can be a millionaire or something like that, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. How amazing. And you guys, I told you we're going to be talking to some amazing, dynamic young people. I'm just so excited. And it's not too late for you to get in on the conversation. It is 516-418-5894. We're going to go to our next guest here, and again, I will identify you by the last four digits in your phone number. You will know that I am speaking to you. So the last four digits is, let's see here, it is 0868. The last four digits is 0868. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I'm really excited. So if you could tell everyone your name and a little bit about yourself. And I'm actually getting a little bit of feedback coming. I'm not quite sure where that might be coming from. Don't know if it's going maybe streaming nearby, but I want to make sure that everyone can hear you as clearly as possible, because I know they're going to be very interested in what you have to share, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so,
tell
everyone your name.
My name is Asia Clifton. well, Asia Williams goes in, and I have a lemonade stand. It's called Asia's Lemonade. I started it when I was 11, which is how old I am right now. And my business hours are 3 to 6, and Monday to Saturday.
Wow. Okay, Asia. Okay, you are 11 years of age, and you are a businesswoman, huh? A business young lady. So how did you know you wanted to open a lemonade stand? That is just so cool.
Well, how I wanted to open is because I saw, like, on one of my shows when I was really young that I was really nervous to start one. So I wanted to start one when I was older, and I was saving it for college use. So, you know, when I graduate high school, my mom doesn't have to worry about money problems a lot.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. This is absolutely amazing. And tell us a little bit what you offer, maybe some of the different flavors you offer at your lemonade stand.
Well, the flavors we have are like peach, strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, passion fruit, and mango.
Wow. Yummy. I'm feeling pretty thirsty right now for some of those. This is absolutely amazing. And everyone, you heard her say that she's saving this money for college. And so by the time she graduates high school, and again, she's 11. So you're a rising, you're middle school, is that right?
Yes.
Or will be, what? Okay, all right. So you will be in what, 7th, 6th grade? Which grade?
6th grade.
6th grade, wow. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely amazing. Well, Josh, I'm going to bring you in again here.
Yeah,
Josh,
so
Asia is 11, right?
Right, and I was going to ask her, so Asia, what do you want to be when you get older?
What I really want to be, I want to be like a businesswoman and start my own company and working on it, rising up to the top to get a lot of money. So I could be rich and, you know, help my family.
Wow. Well, I would say you're on your way. Oh, you're already on your way. You have a real head start.
I would say so too, yeah.
Wow. Absolutely amazing, Asia. Congratulations. I have no doubt that, you know, you may have an entire – you know, chain of lemonade stands, you know, and that's lemonade stands all over the city and then the state and then nationally as well, because you certainly have, you know, a lot of time to be able to do that with you starting at such a young age. I just think that is very admirable, very admirable. Wow. Well, thank you, Asia, so much for sharing with us, and congratulations on what you've done so far, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Wow, everyone. Once again, we are speaking with some dynamic youth this evening. I am just absolutely just overjoyed and ecstatic on speaking with these young people. We're going to take a quick break, and please do not go away. We are going to be right back, so we're going to take a break, and please stay tuned, and it's not too late for you also to get in on the conversation. The number is 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. We'll be right back.
Hannah Michelle's dream was to become a published author by her high school graduation date, and she did. Beautifully Imperfect by Hannah Michelle is a book written by a young girl navigating her way through life and expressing her emotions through her poetry. This book addresses topics that we will all experience, such as acceptance, racism, and grief. Beautifully Imperfect was written to remind readers that although life has its trials and tribulations, we are all indeed beautifully imperfect. Go to Amazon.com, type in Beautifully Imperfect by Hannah Michelle to secure your copy today. Again, go to Amazon.com, type in Beautifully Imperfect by Hannah Michelle and secure your copy today. We are all beautifully imperfect. Do you have youth who will be entering college or the workplace for the first time? Are they a little nervous about the process of interviewing? Coaching with Ms. Donna will help to calm their fears and build their confidence. They will learn both verbal and nonverbal presentation skills needed to impress the interviewer or college recruiter. Quick, go to MsDonnaSpeaks.com to set up a free discovery session. That's MsDonnaSpeaks.com. Click Coaching and then Contact to complete the Let's Work Together contact form and hit Submit. Ms. Donna is looking forward to hearing from you. Again, go to MsDonnaSpeaks.com, Coaching, Contact, and complete the form for your free discovery call. Ms. Donna is empowering you to communicate comfortably and confidently in any setting. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
All right, we are back, and friends, in case you're just joining us, where have you been? But that's okay, no worries, because if you've just joined the show, you'll have an opportunity to go back and listen to this show in its entirety, since our show's all archived, so you'll be able to go back and listen to it. We are having a wonderful time, Joshua, aren't we? We are spotlighting and we are celebrating our youth. And I just believe that we need to shine the light on our youth more. I believe, you know, our youth should be encouraged and just highlighted and spotlighted more for the positive things that they are doing. So as you've heard so far, these youth are on fire. They are really focused, and they're doing some wonderful, wonderful things, and that's why we wanted to certainly celebrate them. So what do you think about that, Joshua? Let's see if we can make sure we can hear Joshua, because we don't want to miss anything he has to say. Joshua, what do you think about that?
I was going to say, Cousin Donna, that this is an extraordinary show. And for me, as a youth myself, I would say that this show definitely highlights us teenagers, because we don't always have it easy. And I feel like most of the time, our parents and other people look at it as, you know, we just want to be on our phones, or we just want to go and hang out, and we never want to do anything responsible. But I think this show gives us the time and gives us that spotlight to say, hey, we're not always, you know, using our free time to go and hang out or to go and do things that teenagers would like to do. We're using it constructively. We're using it positively. We're using it in a way to make a difference for ourselves and for the world. And so this show is definitely, I would say, definitely great for youth who want to kind of put themselves in the spotlight and say, hey, my hard work, even though parents might not have supported me, even though my friends might not have supported me, this is a chance for me to say and show, hey, my hard work has paid off, and this is the way that it has paid off. So,
absolutely, and I'm so glad you said that, because, you know, oftentimes, yeah, when we see, you know, youth on the phone, and all they do is they're just on the phone all the time, but you know, many times I know you guys use your phone to research and do work and things of that nature as well, right?
Right.
I'm just so glad you mentioned that. Okay, so we're going to go back to our phones, and let's see. I will identify you by the last four digits in your phone number. You'll know I'm speaking with you. The last four digits is 6549 extension, or the last four digits. 6549. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you? I can.
How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you. And if you would, you know, tell everyone who you are and a little bit about yourself.
All right. So my name is Kamai Beard, but I just go by Cam. And basically, like, maybe I'm 17, by the way. And when I was 16, me and my brothers, we started this thing called Organization, like, 13. And, like, we do a lot of different things. So we have things in, like, fashion. We're trying to get out with modeling. We also do music, too. So we're just trying to promote it all together and create multiple businesses, you know, just come up from the situations we all came from.
Very interesting.
But,
so yeah, you're looking at multiple businesses, right? Oh, no worries. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Taking notes. Wow.
No, we feel like life's too short to just stick with one thing, right? So we're, like, trying to invest in multiple things. Actually, the school we graduated from, we got I believe it was 22 shares of Airbnb, so trying to invest that and, like, use that to our benefits. Actually, you know, just take off with it.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. And you said you're 17 as well, right?
Yes, ma'am, 17 and graduated.
Wow, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, let me pull my co-host in here. I know he has some, you know, some comments as well, and maybe questions. Josh?
I was going to ask you, tell me what your business did again. I heard a couple of shares of Airbnb, and I was trying to follow along, but if you can kind of just briefly explain that to me. again.
I'm sorry, you glitched out a little bit on my phone. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I was going to say that I heard that you were 17 and that you had a business, but I heard a couple of shares of Airbnb, and one of the things that stood out is that most 17-year-olds usually aren't investing into shares. And so if you can kind of break down kind of your strategy, what you did, and how you're getting, you know, the success that you're getting, you know, just for other 17-year-olds that are thinking about investing, including myself.
Well, when it comes to the shares, it's really a blessing, man. Like, turned out the dude who created it, he actually went to our school a little bit way back, and he gifted it to all of us. Each of us separately got 22 shares. And I feel like most 17-year-olds would, like, throw a party or something like that, but I want to use it to my benefit and, you know, think about the future goals. I'm just trying to invest in different businesses. I'm trying to let the money sit a little bit and, like, just kind of grow by itself before I, like, actually start using it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, man, that is I'm kind of lost for words there because, I mean, Cousin Donna, and correct me wrong, but this is the first teenager I've heard come on the show that has talked about kind of investing and letting it grow, you know, instead of taking it out and, of course, spending it, buying new cars, shopping sprees, et cetera. But it sounds like you're really disciplined, man. I mean, for you to already be graduated from high school, it seems like the sky's the limit for you.
Yeah, man, I'm proud to hear that. Like, thank you. That means a lot, for real, for real. Trying to be the first 17-year-old to do many things, trying to, you know, generational wealth. That's my goal for me and my family, all my brothers, for real.
Definitely, man. You are definitely on your way to doing that.
And what you do is you do the planes, right?
Correct, yes.
Like, when I heard that, when they said you were 17, I lost my mind. I was like, for real? Like, that's hard, man, for real, for real. Like, shout out to you, though.
I appreciate it.
Like, I can't take all the shine.
yeah. And, you know, and we can't take all the charm either because there's definitely other people in other areas, too. For example, the author that came on before, I was surprised to hear that she had finished a book even before, you know, finishing high school. And then we had the stylist that came on here, 18 years old, over 200 people that she's instructing. And then we have the 11-year-old that came on here, Asia, that have the lemonade, just extraordinary people. And then we have you coming on here and talking about shares and investing. And, you know, it just goes to show that there are some youth out there that definitely put their time wisely, put their time in something positive, productive, and constructive. And from one person to another, from one 17-year-old to another, man, I just want to say, keep up the grind. Another temptations out there, another other people saying, you know, hey, go buy the Jordans, go buy the Yeezys. And, of course, there's nothing wrong with doing that.
Right.
While, you know, stay grounded, stay disciplined is what I'm trying to say to you, man.
For real, I feel like inspiration, I'm going to keep it short, but I feel like inspiration plays a big part. The author you talked about, that's actually one of my closest friends. And once I saw her success, I was inspired to reach my own goals. So shout out to Hannah, Jose, Oscar, all of them, and let's go up together.
And that's awesome, man. We're definitely going to the top together.
Wow.
I appreciate y'all.
I am just absolutely, I'm ecstatic right now. And this is the main reason that I wanted to do this show, and because there are so many amazing youth. And just think, a lot of, you know, just like you just mentioned that, you know, this is kind of the first time you're hearing of course, you know, you're talking about a author, pilot. I mean, the 11-year-old entrepreneur is amazing. And that's the main reason that I wanted to do this show, for the simple fact that in the media tends to kind of penetrate more with the negative things that the youth are doing. But I was determined that I was certainly going to I was going to change that. And I've always been very pro-youth, you know, anyway, very pro-youth and supportive youth. And you guys are just absolutely amazing and just really proud of all of you. And in fact, you know, those of you that have been on, you know, thus far, I have to applaud you all, okay? I am absolutely extremely, extremely proud. We're going to continue. We're going to go. We're going to just keep taking, I see additional callers that are on.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to identify you by the last four digits of your phone number.
And
you will know that I am speaking with you. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Is that you, Josh?
Yes, that was me. I was just going to say, if any of the youth that were on tonight, and if anyone that is, any youth that is still listening that hasn't called in and shared, I just want to put my personal email address out there so that you can email me. You can, you know, for inspiration, if you have any questions, if, you know, you ever kind of need some motivation. I just want to give you my personal email really quickly, and that is Josh, joshchap05@gmail.com. Once again, that is Josh, joshchap05@gmail.com. And if you ever want to talk about, you know, getting started, talking about, you know, burnouts and anything whatsoever in terms of motivation and, you know, sticking with your task and goal setting, I'm the guy to come and talk to you about it. We'd love to connect with everyone that was here on the show, and would love to connect with some youth out there that is just listening right now. Just wanted to put that out there. Sorry about that.
No, that's, you don't have to be sorry at all. That is absolutely excellent, because it is very important for you to be able to, you know, connect and to network. And many times, you know, I love to use the show as a channel to be able to do that. And in fact, I'm going to ask you guys, if you haven't already, please follow the show. I usually don't always remember to do that, but this will not be the last time we do this show. But yeah, those connections are very, very important to be able to do that, because for the simple fact, iron sharpens iron. And everybody we've talked to is just very sharp, very focused. I am so very proud. And certainly you'll be able to share the link to this show, and you can certainly send it out and let other people listen to it, because other, you know, not just you, but other people, even adults, will certainly be very encouraged. You know, I'm encouraged myself hearing you know, all of you and what you're doing. So, and thank you all so far for sharing. Extension 2019, the last four digits of your phone number is 2019. Hello.
Hi, thank you.
Hi there. Yes, how are you?
Thank you. I'm Hannah's mom. And
yeah.
Hannah is the 17-year-old with the published author, Beautifully Imperfect.
Yes.
I'm actually the bonus mom of the young lady that was on earlier with the lash business. So I'm surrounded by two beautiful daughters that have accomplished amazing things. Hannah is just, she took her talent and something that she enjoyed doing all of her life. And just, she took her talent and she grew with it. Something that she always not only enjoyed doing, but was good at. And she started from just a talent. And it just grew into such an amazing journey for her. And when she came to me regarding the book, I didn't know that Hannah had actually set this goal. I did know that she was a writer. We went through, you know, a lot of things in her life, and she just took those emotions and just put them on paper at a time in her life where I didn't really realize that she had really put a lot of that process into creating this book. So when she came to me, she was on page 78. And her goal at that point was to publish her book before she graduated high school. Mind you, she was a senior when she came to me with that. So imagine my surprise when Hannah approached me with her goal. So it's just been an amazing journey to see her book manifest from a goal to an actual hard copy that I literally have sitting by my nightstand. It's just been an amazing journey watching these young people accomplish so much. The young man that was actually on here earlier that is reaching his goal and starting to develop his businesses regarding investing. That's actually one of Hannah's best high school friends, and I've always like been. He's always been the one friend that, you know, I trusted and thought highly of. Just even in his young age, I could see the focus and the energy, you know, to moving into different directions. These young people have just been really focused and dynamic. My bonus daughter with her lash business, it started out basically as a hobby, something that she did on her own. And it was something that she basically did for herself. That was a hobby that I literally watched her grow into a business, from teaching herself, taking classes, now to teaching other people how to do this. It's just been, it's just been an amazing thing watching all these young people that I'm surrounded by really maintain their focus when right now in the world there's so many different negative avenues that they could go into. You know, there's so many distractions, obstacles, but I've literally watched these young people surrounded by encouragement, pursue their dreams, and push forward, and don't let anything stop them. So it's just been an amazing journey watching all of them grow and become into their own. These are high school seniors, graduating high school seniors. And I'm just really proud to say, you know, that I have been a witness to these things.
Thank you so much for sharing. In fact, you know, as a parent, I am so glad because, you know, I do want to, you know, send some shout outs and kudos out to parents because I know that they are certainly, you know, encouraging, you know, young people along the right path. And so, you know, we know that it's certainly, you know, no one is successful, you know, by themselves on their own. And it's usually with encouragement from others and certainly from God, you know.
Yes.
And that focus is just absolutely amazing. And so thank you so much for calling in to share. So appreciate that. And guys, we are, you know what, we are running out of time. In fact, I thought this may happen. And I have to apologize in advance. We're going to probably be able to get on maybe one more call, but we haven't gone to any of our messages at all. And I'm just going to go ahead and say that we're going to do a part two of this show on next Sunday because I want to make sure as we're celebrating our youth, we have the opportunity to celebrate as many as possible. Okay. And so I will go ahead and set up a part two for next Sunday, the 31st, and then that following week, we're going to have our back to school show. So we are going to certainly, we want everybody to definitely tune in. And if you've called in, you're welcome to call back and share more. Once I look at messages, generally we'll have, you know, messages, Q&A, people are kind of asking questions. Didn't have an opportunity to do that because the switchboard is so full right now. I'm going to see if I can get in one more call. Josh, let me just see if you want, if you have a quick comment here before I try to take one more call because we're looking at about 4 minutes that we have left. We're running a live show, so we're gonna continue on next week. I don't know what your schedule is, Joshua, if you might be available next Sunday to do a part two.
Oh, yes, I would love to come on and do a part two.
Well, that will be great because that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a part two, guys. And my apologies. Listen, if we did not have an opportunity to, you know, bring you on to share, you will certainly be first up on next week. I'm so full right now. I'm just so excited and just so pleased with all the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things that our young people are doing. I'm going to try to pull on one more call. It's showing up 1111. Hello, last four digits, 1111. they're just listening. Okay, so guys, you just heard it. We will continue this conversation on next week. And those of you that have joined us, you can feel free to join us again next week. Please make sure you tell your friends as well. Again, you know, iron certainly does sharpen iron, and we're hearing that tonight. It's a great networking opportunity as well for you all to share and encourage each other. I just think it's an absolutely wonderful thing. Josh, you have about a 30-second close. Is anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah, I just want to say for all the youth that called in tonight from the ages from 11 all the way up to 17. Guys, I'm serious. Feel free to reach out to me. In fact, I want you to reach out to me because I want to personally connect with you and, you know, just find out even more information about, you know, your business and specifically, you know, what tips you have for whenever you got into those burnouts, what tips you have for when you were discouraged and, you know, just, you know, things like that so that, you know, whenever I go through those things, I can remember, hey, think about these people, you know, what they're accomplishing, think about how they went through it. And for anyone that's listening tonight, if you don't take away anything, one quote I want to leave you with is be determined and not discouraged. There's going to be a lot of people in the industry that, you know, whatever you're trying to do, that are going to be better than you. That's fine. Look at them as motivation. Don't compare yourself to them because all that will do is just ruin your confidence. Just a little tip for me. But, yep, as you heard it from Ms. Don and even myself, this is an extraordinary show, especially for these youth to be taking their time and investing it into positive, productive, constructive things. Me as a youth, I just feel enlightened because now I feel like I'm not the only one doing something out there. And so, Ms. Don, I'll turn it back over to you. But those were just my final thoughts about tonight, and I look forward to next week for the part two.
Absolutely, and absolutely. And let me just for now, let me just applaud everyone who participated in this show this evening. And I do want you to remember that you will be able to go back and you can listen to the show in its entirety. It'll usually archive after a few minutes this evening. And everyone, thanks again so much for supporting our show, listening, those of you that are calling, streaming the show. We certainly do appreciate it. Even if you are just listening for the first time, thank you so much for you're now a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. And, of course, you know, thanks so much for our loyal listeners. We certainly appreciate you when you tune in each week. I thank you so much for that. If you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic that you'd like to hear us, you know, cover in the future, be sure to let us know and we'll see how we can make that happen for you, okay? Remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Okay, please, we ask that you would, you know, tell your friends and family about our show, invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do that one person at a time. So we appreciate you doing that. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That happens to be one of my favorites. It comes from Proverbs 3:3. And, of course, you know, I ask you time and time again to please make sure you initiate an act of kindness. And, Joshua, let me just say to you, thank you so much for being the wonderful co-host that you are. I look forward to working with you again on next Sunday as we continue this conversation, all right? And
I certainly
do want to applaud you as well, okay? And, guys, please make sure you initiate an act of kindness and just the simplest thing to be kind to someone, okay? I certainly do appreciate that. Again, next week, part two. All right. Take care. Good night. I'm going to let you go out and hear something a little more on kindness. We'll talk again next week. Have a good night.
Are you a kind person? When was the last time you initiated an act of kindness? Did you know that genuine kindness is being nice to someone without expecting anything in return? When you are kind to others, it helps to make someone's day. And you will feel good about it also. Use the Kindness is Contagious Journal by Donna Paige Riley to track kind deeds. Or you can use the 120-page blank line journal for whatever you'd like. Go to Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley to secure your copy today. That's Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copy today. You will see that kindness is contagious.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.